Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your... Hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. I don't know where to begin. I just hosted a national TV show for an hour on Real America's Voice from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock West Coast time, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock East Coast time. And most of the show I talked about the usual two topics that have lit my fire for the last 48 hours. Number one is the shooting in Texas and its effect on gun control. And number two is COVID. As always, COVID vaccines is always right at the top of my list. And I think I'll start there as well here. First of all, we're learning all kinds of things about the shooting that make absolutely no sense. Forget about blaming guns. It's the exact opposite. We shouldn't be blaming guns. But we should be starting to blame the police. What the hell happened at this event? Texas police revealed there were no armed guards on campus when the gunman walked through an unlocked door with his AR-15, and the first officers on the scene retreated when he opened fire on them, then waited an hour for SWAT to arrive. There is growing anger over the police response and the fact that parents were held back from entering the school. The parents wanted to go in and storm the school and save their own kids, and the police wouldn't let them. One woman was held literally at gunpoint. They wanted to storm the school themselves after showing up to find their kids were trapped inside. There was bang, bang, bang noises going on inside as he killed each child. And 150 cops are standing around outside the school doing nothing, waiting for SWAT to arrive. Now you tell me how wrong that is. Didn't we just go through this a couple of years ago? Maybe it was 3 years ago now with Parkland High School in Florida. Isn't this exactly what we went through? The cops stood around and did absolutely nothing as children were being killed. And everybody agreed the police should have gone in, but they waited for SWAT. By the time SWAT gets there, everybody's dead. This is crazy. Who's ever been a bigger booster of police than me? But when you hear me criticizing the police, then you know it's justified. There is no one who's been a bigger booster in the police than me, law enforcement than me. But this is bad. This is bad. And the fact there was no armed gunman on the campus? Well, guess what? That is the reason this happened. Don't blame guns. Blame a gun-free zone, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And blame no security on campus while we give $40 billion to Ukraine. How stupid are we? I mean, we must be the dumbest nation in world history. Yesterday, I went through all the things that came to mind when I woke up yesterday. I wrote down a list. Number one, gun-free zone, biggest mistake. Number two, a gun in the hands of a good guy, stopped the bad guy. But we should be arming teachers. Arming teachers. Number three, why do we give $40 billion to Ukraine? We should use $20 billion to build the wall, reinforce the wall. Because, by the way, if you're worried about 19 kids getting killed, maybe you should worry about 100,000 Americans, including kids, killed every year by fentanyl and cocaine and marijuana and all the other drugs that are the opioid pills. All the drugs that are killing the American people are coming through the border. And Democrats want a completely open border. They've ceded control of the border to the Mexican drug cartel. You explain that to me. If you care about kids, you got to stop the drugs at the border. So we should spend $20 billion to reinforce the wall, another $20 billion to put policemen in every single school in the United States of America. Not policemen, security. School security or policemen. And armed, always armed. Number four, gun control does not work. Ask Chicago, ask New York, ask Los Angeles, ask Detroit, ask Baltimore, ask every city that has strict gun control. It doesn't work. Number four, I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to give up my guns. You can take my guns with my cold, dead hand. But I'm never going to give them up, certainly because one madman who's insane commits a horrible criminal act thousands of miles away from me. What's that got to do with me? Nothing. Never giving up my guns. Next, we need more good guys with guns to stop bad guys with guns. Next, the Democrats want to defund police. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Number eight, Democrats don't enforce the law. It's a revolving door. You commit a terrible, violent crime. You rape a woman. You sexually assault a woman. You murder someone. And Democrats, or try and murder a police officer, and Democrat DAs let you right out of jail. Three quarters of the crime in America is by people who just got out of jail. Again and again and again. You could cut crime dramatically by just keeping people in jail. That's not a Republican issue. That's not a white man issue. That's a Democrat issue. And then I said, don't blame guns. What you got to blame, possibly, is Big Pharma. Sorry, I just did an hour radio show. I'm just drinking to keep my voice alive. But I think that the blame, to some extent, we certainly have to investigate Big Pharma and the drugs they're giving our kids for depression and for, what's that called? I can't think of the name. For when you've got, when your mind is going at 1,000 miles an hour and you can't think of anything. Every kid, every boy supposedly has it. I'm in a brain cramp. No. Yeah, why can't anybody think of the name? It's the easiest name in the world. I thought of it in a second on national TV, but I can't think of it on national radio. But all the kids have, give me that name again, Chris. ADD, that's it, ADD. Attention Deficit Disorder. And they give them drugs for attention deficit disorder that are like speed. And then the kids have suicidal thoughts, and they have evil thoughts, and they have murderous thoughts. And then they rampage and mass murder and cause problems. And you wonder why, because you're giving them dangerous drugs that affect their brain. I'd say we have a depression problem, we have a mental illness problem, we have an ADD problem, we have a Big Pharma problem, much more than we have a gun problem. So if you're going to blame anybody, it's time to start investigating all the drugs that these kids are on. It seems like every single time there's a child involved in a mass murder at school, they're on either ADD or depression drugs. So again, it's not the weapon, it's the person holding the weapon and what's going on in their mind. And I think last but not least, we have to ask who funded this kid. Somebody funded this kid because he had $5,000 plus worth of guns. And he had $2,000 plus worth of, armored clothing that would protect him from getting shot by police. And he had a $70,000 pickup truck. Can someone explain to me how a kid with a poor mother who lived in poverty that they claim was bullied for having, just ugly, poor clothes, how did that kid get all that money all of a sudden? Where did that money get in his hands? That's another big question that needs to be asked. And then the final thing I jotted down is the death penalty. You want to stop mass murders, then you got to say, if you kill X amount of people, it might be 2, it might be 3, it might be 4, it might be 5. If you kill X or more, it's called mass murder. It's multiple deaths. It's mass murder. You qualify for the death penalty. You automatically have a death penalty trial. If found guilty, no appeal, you get the death penalty the next day. That's it. Firing squad, next day. Forget the stupid electric chair. Forget the stupid drugs they inject into your arm that causes terrible pain. It's controversial. And people say the poor guy's suffering. Forget that. No suffering. We shoot you with a firing squad. The minute the bullet pierces your brain, you feel no more pain. End of story. You're dead in half a second. So I think Those are the type of issues we need to be talking about. Not gun control. Never gun control. Because you're never taking my guns away. You're never taking any of my fans' guns away. We've got guns for a reason. Number one, to protect us from all the evil out there. To protect the good guys from the bad guys. And number two, maybe most importantly, to protect us from government, from a government gone wild. Number three, you know, if our nation is ever invaded by Russia or China, or Russia and China, if it is ever invaded, then the only thing that could save our nation is every single person in a single-family house for sure. I don't know about the people in apartment dwellings or government housing, but almost every person in a single-family home in America, i.e. Republicans, has an arsenal. And if Russia wants to invade, China wants to invade, and the military can't stop them, we'll blow the Chinese brains out. Simple as that. The citizens of America will walk in the streets and blow the enemy's brains out. And that's the reason that will keep China from ever invading and keep Russia from ever invading. So for a myriad of reasons, I'm never giving up my guns. You're never giving up your guns. We're not giving up our guns. It's not going to happen. Because some mentally ill nutcase, nut job, kills people somewhere thousands of miles from my home. I got to worry about my guns? No way, Jose. Start worrying about Big Pharma and the psycho, what's it called? Isn't it called psychotropic? Psycho drugs they're giving kids who have mental issues. Because years ago, nobody did that. Years ago, if you had any sort of a problem with depression or you were too, you know, you were unfocused, they didn't give you anything. And what they should give you is healthy lifestyle, non-gluten diet, high-protein diet, lots of vitamin pills. Lots of natural nutritional supplements, lots of exercise, lots of fresh air, lots of sunshine, and preferably two parents in the home and a father who gives a damn. Start working on that for the kids of America, and you won't have any more mass murders while you have schools protected by armed guards instead of paying all our money to Ukraine. Every school should have one entry, and at that entry is armed guards, and as a backup, teachers, principals, administration are armed. And they're always there to protect the kids. That's the answer, period.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Wayne Alaroot for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed
frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsandDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wait, now the roots on fire. My mind is still alive. ADD, attention deficit disorder. I thought of that the entire break. ADD. I'm catching Joe Biden disease. I can't think. I just did a one-hour TV show, and I just burned out, and my mind wasn't thinking. I was trying to come up with the name ADD when I was bringing up Big Pharma and the fact that, you know, all these kids that cause murder and mayhem, almost every one of them seems to have some form of mental illness and only one parent in the house. And the mental illness is either anger or depression or ADD, attention deficit disorder. And what do? We medicate them to death. And the medications cause changes in your brain and in your psychology. Then they go out and kill and you wonder why. It's the gun. No, it's not the gun. The gun is a tool. It's just like a fork. I use the same fork to eat as all the people I know who are obese. And they're eating themselves to death and they're going to die. Whether it's COVID, whether it's a heart attack, whether it's a stroke, whether it's diabetes, whether it's early death, they're going to die eventually because of eating habits. They use a fork. Does that make the fork bad? No. I use the same instrument, a fork. And I eat healthy. And I eat non-gluten. And I'm losing weight, not gaining weight. So I have less weight today than when I was 50, and I'm 60, about to be 61. So is it the fork's fault? No. If I get in a car accident, is the car's fault? No. It's mine. Except if you're in a Tesla, and it burns up and explodes and sets your house on fire. Then it could be the car's fault. As you can hear, I'm not a fan of electric cars. I think the whole thing's a scam. The whole thing's a joke. Some of my fans sent me pictures yesterday of a car on fire in someone's house that set the whole house on fire because the battery burned so hot that the car exploded and the whole house went up in flames. And that was a Tesla with an electric battery. And the battery was so bad, the fire department cannot put it out. It burned for a day. Things like this happen all the time. You just wonder, what are people thinking?
you know? Just crazy. Electric cars are so great. They use up just as much energy as any car that takes fossil fuel would use up, because it takes energy to produce the electricity. People don't understand that for your electric car. In any case, SteelsandDealsLV.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. SteelsandDealsLV.com, LV standing for Las Vegas. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Vegas. It's blown up huge here in Vegas. It's huge with Vegas consumers, which makes sense because you get to steal the merchandise. It's called SteelsandDealsLV because you're practically stealing. And now John is moving his warehouse and everything must go. SteelsandDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. Everything must go. All inventory, 50 to 80% off retail. Whether you're buying for your home, your office, your patio, your kitchen, your dining room, your living room, your bedroom, your gym, your garage, automotive parts for your cars, sporting goods, treadmills and bikes for your gym, your patio furniture, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, barbecues, smokers, generators, wheelchairs. We got it all. SteelsandDealsLV.com. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat any deal. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and they ship nationwide. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com online or call them at 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, or go to their warehouse if you're in Vegas, 2800 East Walnut Avenue, 2800 East Walnut Avenue, SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. So, I hate to criticize police, and I wasn't there, but some of the stories I'm reading are just incredible. The Uvalde shooter fired outside the school for 12 minutes before entering the school. What were the police thinking that they didn't save the kids? A Uvalde mother placed in handcuffs by federal marshals for attempting to enter the school to save her child while Salvador Ramos went on a killing spree. Who would arrest a mother who wants to save her child? That's the stupidest thing and the most wrong thing I've ever heard. Unbelievable. According to multiple reports, Salvador Ramos, the shooter, spent more than 40 minutes inside the school as loved ones and onlookers begged the police to charge into the building. Police arrived 4 minutes after the shooting began, but Ramos continued on with his killing spree virtually uninterrupted for 40 minutes. Ramos was inside a classroom killing children while police and other law enforcement officers targeted desperate parents trying to save their children. One mother placed in handcuffs. A father was tasered for trying to retrieve his children, says the Wall Street Journal. Mrs. Gomez, a farm supervisor, was one of the numerous parents who began encouraging, first politely, then with more urgency, police to enter the school. After a few minutes, federal marshals approached her and put her in handcuffs, telling her she was being arrested for intervening in an active investigation. That's disgusting. Once freed, she moved away from the crowd, broke into a run, jumped a fence, and ran inside to rescue her children. She sprinted out of the school with them. Smart! Any police that would arrest a parent outside the school, that's disgusting.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The gunman behind the mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school lingered outside the building for 12 minutes, firing shots before walking inside and barricading in a classroom where he killed 19 children and two teachers. That's according to South Texas DPS Director Victor Escalon, who says the suspect was eventually shot and killed 1 hour later after the reinforcements got to the school.
U.S. Border Patrol tactical teams arrived, but you also had a Zavala County deputy that made entry and killed the suspect.
The president and first lady set to visit Uvalde on Sunday. The Bidens will meet with community leaders, religious leaders, and the families of the victims. The Senate is beginning their 10-day holiday recess. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. right, way down the roots. The roots on fire. I'll have a new television show to announce very soon. I spent today, by the way, guest hosting for Real America's Voice Network and the 4 o'clock East Coast Hour. And tomorrow I'll do the same, 4 o'clock East Coast Hour. If you have Dish TV, you can watch it. If you don't have Dish, just go to realamericasvoice.com and use your TV set or your phone as a television, your TV set, your computer or your phone as a TV set. And just last week, I was guest host for 3 of the 5 days. We had Dr. Gina's show, and now Frederick's show. Lots of things going on of interest to tell you about very soon. Big announcements to make. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, listen up, because Goldgate Capital would like to do that. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. $15,000 in free silver on your first order is possible. Just call them toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Repeat, 855, toll-free, 770-GOLD, Goldgate Capital. We've got Joel Pollack with us, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart.com, host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot, author of the e-book Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. Joel Pollack, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hi, Wayne.
So, obviously, everybody is talking, as they were yesterday and day before, and today they're talking about the shooting in Texas and the implications of it. Every Democrat in the world says this is why you got to take everyone's guns away. But certainly, on the very lightest end, they're saying this is why you have to take everyone's assault rifles away. They don't even understand the definition of assault rifle. It's semi-automatic. It's not an assault rifle, but that's okay. They think you got to take everybody's rifles away. They think that everybody's got to register their guns. They've got 1,000 things they can say about a mass shooting, but the one thing they won't say is maybe we shouldn't have gun-free zones, because that's like inviting someone in to kill everyone because they're defenseless. And maybe we should not worry about gun control, because all the cities with the strictest gun control have the most murder and violent crime and gun crimes. So everything Democrats believe in is just so wrong. I just wanted to get your take on what you see out there after this mass shooting in Texas.
Well, we had a very interesting briefing today from the Texas Department of Public Safety, in which a lot of what we were told in the first 48 hours after the shooting was turned upside down. It is still true that a Border Patrol team eventually entered the school and killed the gunman. So the Border Patrol, which the left loves to hate, was responsible for ending the carnage, and they went in there. But we were told for 2 days that a school resource officer had engaged the gunman in some way, had been in an exchange of gunfire, had caused the gunman to drop his ammunition on the way into the building. And it turns out that's not true, at least according to what Texas authorities are telling the media now. They said today that there was no armed school resource officer, that the gunman climbed a 4-foot chain link fence around the school and started shooting at the school, but met no obstruction, was not confronted by anybody, found an unlocked door, and walked into the school. So for 2 days now, the left has been saying, you see, having a good guy with a gun, having an armed guard at the school doesn't make a difference because you can't stop somebody with an AR-15 type rifle or whatever. Well, it turns out the school didn't have an armed guard that confronted the gunman. The school, for whatever reason, appears to have left one of the doors unlocked, and that's why this gunman was able to get in. Now, that doesn't answer all of the left criticisms. I think some people who want gun control have a sincere desire to stop guns from falling into the hands of evil people. Of course, the answer to that is you can't possibly enforce that law without also removing the self-defense rights of the 99.999% of people who are not evil, who know how to use firearms responsibly, and who have the right in our Constitution to keep and bear arms. But what we've learned is that there was some kind of negligence here, because this school is not really a gun-free zone. The school district apparently has a policy that requires security guards to patrol the doors, and they have a small staff of resource officers who are supposed to be available. So we don't know yet why the officer wasn't there. We don't know why the door was unlocked. We don't know why it was unguarded. But for whatever reason, that's how the gunman got into the school. So it goes back to the point that one of the Parkland dads made right after the shooting, Andrew Pollack. He's not a relation of mine, but I've spoken to him many times. And he basically said, how is it we can send $40 billion overseas to protect Ukraine, but we're not willing to spend any money, at least on the federal level, to put armed guards in front of our schools? And he was saying from the beginning, this is a problem of not protecting the schools. And generally, I agree with him, although the early reports were that they did have an armed guard at the school. Well, it turns out they didn't. So it goes back to what Andrew Pollack was saying. There is not enough protection at our schools, and whether they're gun-free officially or not, if you don't protect the schools, they are going to be vulnerable to evil people. And that's what happened in this case. And we can go into the private world, go down that rabbit hole of what the motivations of the killer might have been. I'm sure we'll find out. Sometimes we don't find out. We did not find out in the Las Vegas shooting what the motive of that gunman was. But we are now in a situation where the left is calling for gun control, and with greater logic, the right could come back and say, well, why don't we just require that all schools receiving federal funding lock their doors during the day? That would actually be easier to enforce than gun control and would probably be much more effective in protecting our kids. So that's where we are today.
Yes, I hosted a show on Real America's Voice today, TV network, and I said, I said the same thing I said on my radio show yesterday, Joel. I said we could have taken the $40 billion we gave to Ukraine, which I've never agreed with. I think it's insane. I think it's national suicide. It makes no sense. We don't need to be giving anybody $40 billion. I would have no problem giving Ukraine $40 million. $40 billion? Makes no sense. We could have taken $20 million of it, and we could have bought security officers for every school in America, and take the other $20 million and reinforce the wall and literally spend money on more border guards and more high technology to protect the border. Because if you're worried about 19 kids dying, which everybody hates, everybody is horrified, but if you're worried about 19 kids dying, what about 100,000 kids dying? When the borders open, all the drugs that get through and all the criminals that come through and all the pedophiles that come through and all the child sex traffickers that come through and all the human traffickers that come through, you're talking about 100,000 lives a year, especially the drugs, the opioids, the fentanyl. So build the wall, secure the border, and secure each school. But the idea that it's the gun's fault, to me, is the most ridiculous logic I've ever heard in my life.
Right. And the Democrats have done this for a decade now. And they don't look at any other factor. They just fixate on the gun. Now, we cannot do what they want to do because of something called the Second Amendment. Here in California, we had a law that banned 18-year-olds, like this shooter, from buying long guns, from buying rifles, until they were 21. It was just struck down by the Ninth Circuit, which is one of the more liberal circuits. It was just struck down 2 weeks ago, so it's unconstitutional to deny anyone between the ages of 18 and 21 the same right that they would have upon turning 21 to get a long gun. Handguns may be a different story, but rifles are protected under your Second Amendment rights. Meanwhile, Biden is out there, the White House is out there saying that they're considering a federal ban on rifles to 18-year-olds, 18 to 21-year-olds, and it's just been struck down. So they're grasping at these straws. They keep going for the gun control idea. Now, let me tell you what my own personal theory about some of this is, and I'll tell you why my own idea is not going to be enacted either. But look, I love video games. I think people ought to be able to have fun. I think adults should be able to enjoy themselves just about any way they want to. But I think these first-person shooter games that a lot of kids are playing, young kids who are too immature to know the difference between fantasy and reality, I think they've encouraged some of these people, not 99.99% of kids who understand that it's are some kids who are unstable or have some mental illnesses, and they see these first-person shooter games, and they want to live that fantasy, and they experience it vicariously through these shootings. And if it were up to me, I would ban the first-person shooter games long before I even talked about banning the guns. But we have this thing called the First Amendment, and that means that even though I do think that first-person shooter games have something to do with this in general, not maybe this specific incident, but I think in general they've desensitized a whole generation to the experience of what it actually means to own a gun and use it responsibly. I would ban those, but you can't ban them because of the First Amendment.
Yeah,
so
you'll never be able to ban them. No, you'll never be able to ban them anymore than you should ban.
So the parents have got to step in and say, hey, you're not playing that game. But unfortunately, there's a lot of... We've just replaced social time and church time and sports outside and whatever. We've replaced it all with screens. And, you know, again, not that caused this, but we've got to have a conversation about
Joel,
that as well.
They're all choices made by parents. What you can't do, in my opinion, is ever ban anything. There's no way you could ban porn. You're never going to ban drugs. It doesn't work. You can't. I'd like to ban all the psychological drugs they give to kids for ADD, because every one of these mass shooters is on drugs from Big Pharma for ADD or depression, and it causes suicidal and deadly thoughts. But you can't ban them. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. Do you know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history? The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could only count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Otherwise known as The Warrior on USA Radio Network. The Root, The Root, The Root is on fire. We're here with Joel Pollack, senior editor at large, Breitbart.com, the famous website, host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot, author of the e-book Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. presidential election, and it certainly was not fair. Joel, there's a couple other things involving the shooting in Texas that come to mind. Number one is the way Beto O'Rourke reacted to the shooting by kind of barging into a meeting and a press conference with the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, and try to push forward his own agenda. And everybody there was screaming at him, and they escorted him out and called him an SOB. And I think he's badly hurt his political career. I think people on both sides got to be disgusted by someone who would use an event like this to further their political agenda.
Oh, no, the left loves it. Beto O'Rourke challenged the Republican officials on the stage, and the left loved it. And I got to tell you, when I was listening to that press conference, I was actually listening to it, not watching it. And I didn't know it was Beto at first who had pulled that stunt. So my first thought was, oh, it's some activist in the room. And I thought, you know, that's a pretty courageous, if stupid, stunt. I mean, I have to give credit to whoever organized it. The left is amazing at organizing things like that. And I thought, you know, the left is really going to like that, the idea that some community activist just had enough and stood up and spoke out against the governor and everything. Then I saw it was Beto O'Rourke, and I thought, oh, man, this guy really is sad. He looks weak. He's challenging the guys on the stage. He looks smaller than them because he's down below in the audience, and he's exploiting this terrible, terrible atrocity for his own political self-interest. So I do think it makes him look weak, but at the same time, I think the left loved it. And if you look out there, that's certainly the mood the left is in. So when I didn't know it was Beto, I thought this is actually going to be effective. And I think for the left, that doesn't have the same visceral negative reaction to Beto O'Rourke that a lot of people on the right do. I think they were glad that somebody did this. This is how the left views the situation. They feel like Republicans are terrified of the NRA. Of course, the left has no idea about how the NRA works. They don't know that the NRA has been essentially hounded almost out of existence by left-wing prosecutors who've pursued a vendetta, and they've forced it to declare bankruptcy and all that sort of thing. There is an NRA meeting in Texas, in Houston, this week, and the left saw the Beto O'Rourke stunt as a build-up to that. So there are going to be confrontations at the latter part of this week in Texas between sure he got millions of dollars in donations. It does look weak. I'm sure the families are upset. The mayor of Uvalde was upset. He was the guy cursing Beto out for turning the suffering of the families into a political stunt.
I thought he called him an SOB. Yeah,
even worse than that. He said a few other things, too, which didn't all make the headlines because you can't put certain words in a headline.
But the irony is that when you see the definition of a Republican protest, 99% of the time, whether you want to debate about January 6th or not, but 99% of the time, every Republican protest is friendly and peaceful. Most Democrat protests are BLM or Antifa. It's rioting, it's looting, it's murder, it's burning, it's all kinds of horrible things. So if they protest the NRA, what they're protesting is guns cause violence. Guns cause death. But ironically, I don't think there is such a thing as a truly peaceful liberal protest. That means they're going to be screaming and yelling and cursing and spitting, and they're going to try and hurt people and throw bricks and do whatever they can to disrupt the NRA, and they're going to think, what did Saul Alinsky say? The ends justify the means. They don't mind committing violence to stop violence. That's pretty ironic. So if you see it explode into really violent proceedings, don't say I didn't tell you. Democrats don't know how to be a peaceful protest group. They always wind up becoming violent. Check out any Antifa or BLM demonstration, and generally that's true. So that would be kind of ironic if they're protesting violence by committing violence. But yeah, cameras
are
beyond.
The goal of every left-wing protest is to provoke an overreaction by police. Because once that happens, when the police react too harshly, then there's broader public sympathy for the protesters. And so the reason they do a lot of this violent stuff isn't just to disrupt the Trump White House when they essentially attacked it last or 2 years ago during the George Floyd riots. And it's not just to disrupt the NRA convention. They know that the NRA convention will probably happen regardless. But what they really want to do is get the police to attack them, and then they can make the issue the police use of force, and then everybody will take up their respective partisan sides, and these radicals will get all the Democrats behind them. And, it's been the same tactic since the 1960s. Attack the police, get the police to overreact, and then build public sympathy for a radical agenda.
I wish the police would overreact to these mass shootings. Instead, they seem to underreact. I can't even believe that they stood outside for 40 minutes to an hour, depending on who you listen to. But either way, 150 armed policemen stood around and did nothing while you heard bang, bang, bang in the distance and people's children were dying. And instead of going in, they actually arrested and tasered parents who wanted to go in if the police wouldn't act. I wish the police would overreact when it comes to mass murder, as opposed to underreact. Joe Pollack, great to have you on the show, senior editor at large, Breitbart.com, host of Breitbart News Sunday, and the author of Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. presidential election.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Zero.